There are nearly 5,700 confirmed and probable cases of whooping cough as of December 14th, according to state health officials. Last year, by way of comparison, nearly 1,200 cases were reported. Stephanie Smiley with the state health department says families with a newborn baby should get immunized to promote cocooning.
And this is where parents, siblings, grandparents, and anybody else that comes in contact with the newborn are vaccinated to provide additional protection to the newborn who can't be vaccinated until they're 2 months old. Even at that age, infants still lack the adequate protection that they need, so newborns with pertussis can experience severe complications, even death.
More than half of infected infants require hospitalization from whooping cough, or pertussis, which is a highly contagious respiratory condition, Smiley says, mostly through face-to-face contact.
Highly contagious bacterial disease affecting the respiratory tract kind of begins like a cold with a low-grade fever and a mild irritating cough, and then the illness progresses to include that explosive coughing that can interrupt breathing, eating and sleeping, and may also be followed by vomiting and exhaustion.
Parents will recognize the characteristic whooping sound babies make when they have pertussis. Individuals with symptoms should contact their healthcare provider about any antibiotic treatment that would shorten the time they are contagious. Also, those infected should avoid school, work, and other public activities to avoid contaminating others. Whooping cough can appear as a bad cold in adults and can be deadly for children. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.